Another week of our locker room chats here on KMCA getting going tonight. We're talking Centralia Panther basketball. We're pleased to be joined now by the girls coach. That is Dusty Thompson, presented by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise as well. Panthers still number three ranked in 1A Division I, and it's been an impressive week, coach. Let's go back to Friday. You take on Hanover, a game that is expected to be tight, certainly was. It goes to overtime. You guys pull it out by one, just a massive win, and we start there from last Friday night.
Yeah, you know, I thought the girls, you know, we talked last week that everybody's entitled to a bad game, and I thought Hanover had theirs in the tournament, and we were going to get their best shot, and I thought it took us a little bit to settle in, and we struggled shooting the ball, but defensively, they played well, kept us in it long enough to give us a shot at the end.
Yeah, and then, you know, we've talked about just the challenges of the TVL. So Hanover, one of the best teams in the state. And then, you know, last night you take on a Donovan West team that's been ranked in and out throughout the course of the year in the 2A class. And, you know, Coach Perry Smith just does a great job over there. They're not that far removed from a state championship, so they got good pedigree over there. And you guys take care of business in that one last night on the road. You win it by 9. 60-51, so you pick up where you left off, bounce back, or, you know, kind of pick it up from the Hanover win and get that big one on the road at D-West. What did you like about the game last night against the Mustangs?
I thought we started well. You know, the girls, it had been easy to kind of overlook them after beating them in the tournament and stuff, you know, but I thought after Friday night's game, the girls did a better job in the first half of settling into things. You know, the third quarter, I thought we got a little lackadaisical defensively just because we were up and stuff. But otherwise, no, I thought it was a good matchup coming back after that Hanover win Friday night.
Yeah, and you guys get, I don't want to say a little bit of time off, but the schedule kind of slows down a little bit. So no game on Friday this week, I believe, mentioning, you know, like three games here in the next couple of weeks. So you do get a little bit extra practice time, maybe more so than what you saw back in January. How do you kind of utilize that? How do you feel about that? And just kind of what the expectation is for these next couple of weeks?
Oh, I think, you know, we gave them the day off today. They've been going hard and stuff, but we'll go Thursday and Friday without the game on Friday, so it works out. But, you know, get back into some things that we do. I felt like, you know, even the last couple of ball games, we played well defensively, but offensively we've got kind of stagnant because something might have worked one night and we struggle getting away from it because it doesn't work the second night. So just going back in and working on some of the things that we do and make sure we understand what we're capable of when we get to the right spot.
That is Centralia girls basketball coach Dusty Thompson joining us again. Appreciate the sponsors, as always, making the convo with the coach possible each and every week. Again, big overtime win against Hanover last Friday. Picked up where they left off. Big win against Donovan West as well last night. No game this Friday for Centralia. Three games here coming up in the next couple of weeks. Well, coach, we always appreciate it. Thanks again.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thank you.